You're listening to SBS News.
They shall grow not old, as we the left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.
A sombre start for a sombre occasion. At dawn at the War Memorial in the nation's capital. In Sydney, photos of troops were projected onto Charles House in Martin Place, where hundreds of people gathered to pay tribute to Australia's servicemen and servicewomen. Air Vice Marshal Stephen Robertson has given the address at the commemoration, lauding the original ANZACs, members of the Australian and New Zealand Army Corps, many of whom lost their lives at Gallipoli on April the 25th, 1915. He says people continue to gather in these circumstances to remember those who serve in war.
ANZAC Day is not about glorifying war, but about celebrating the Australian spirit which we share with the New Zealand counterparts. ANZAC signifies strength and quality of character, attitude and action that transcends time. The challenge for us here and here this morning is to ensure that the spirit of ANZAC is passed on to our children, and in so doing, honour the fallen and their sacrifice, lest we forget.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop, Acting Opposition Leader Tanya Plibersek and New South Wales Governor David Hurley were among the thousands gathered for the service. In Sydney, female veterans led the march for the first time, while Australian Army Colonel Susan Newhouse became the first woman to give the Canberra Dawn Address. The Army surgeon reflected on her time serving in Afghanistan, Cambodia and Bougainville, and also reflected on the contributions made by other members of the Australian community.
There are so many contributions that have been made by so many people over the century, from women who served as surgeons in World War I through to contemporary people on operations today. We've had Indigenous contributions, we've had multicultural contributions across so many and such a diversity of roles within our Defence Force. And we should celebrate all of those and all of those people who are willing to put themselves in the line of duty for our country.
In Brisbane, thousands of people gathered in drizzling rain for the dawn service, while in Adelaide, a 12-hour overnight vigil was held at the South Australian National War Memorial by representatives of local youth groups. In the Sydney city of Parramatta, hundreds of people gathered for the dawn service, including longtime friends Gil Saunders and Alan Manson, who served together in the Vietnam War.
I go into the city, and the camaraderie of the people that I serve with is very special to me.
It's a moment to rejoice with your brothers that you serve with overseas in country, and remember those that died alongside you or around you.
That's the most important thing, the remembrance.
It is.
Yeah.
In the afternoon, social gatherings, games of two-up, the coin-tossing gambling game that is only legal on this day each year, and sport also feature on Anzac Day. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.